Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf pei beis, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the omud, the egla arufa lav shchita ru'yihi v'hotnan. What is this all about? We go back to the Mishnah on pei aleph omud bei. The Mishnah told us of the tremendous chiddush of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shchita she'ein ru'uya lav shema shchita. And the Mishnah gave us about five or six examples of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. The Shechita She'ena Ru'uya doesn't mean that the Shechita was done improperly. The Shechita was done perfectly. He did a great Shechita. He made sure that the Chalif was totally clean, without any niches, without any hooks, wasn't serrated, and he didn't do a Shehiya, no Hadrasa, no Hagrama. Beautiful Shechita. What's the Shechita She'ena? What is the definition of shchita she'ein ra'uya? It means a shchita that, notwithstanding the beautiful shchita, you cannot eat from that flesh that was geshochten. So the Mishnah gave several examples. For instance, ha'shoichem enim t'treifa. Unfortunately, after the shchita was over, they inspected the lungs. There was a sircha in the lungs. Or yishechta la'avodah zarah, which of course makes it totally asur b'hanoa. Bashoichet paras chatas. We discussed that yesterday. He shechted for a paraduma. And now we're coming on to the case of the Shura Niskel, and specifically to the Egla Arufa. We all know an Egla Arufa is that, unfortunately, ki motzi chol ba'adoma, you find, unfortunately, a person that was killed. We don't know v'lo yoda mihi kohu. What do you have to do? You have to make a very elaborate ceremony where you have to have Skenim coming all the way from Yerushalayim. You have to go and do a Medida to measure which is the closest town. And then the Zikni or Irahi have to go and bring the Egla Rufa. What's the Egla Rufa? You take an Egla and you have to go and decapitate it. Banochal. A Rufa Banochal. Okay, so if instead of you going and being Oireth that Egla, if someone took the Egla and he shechted it, Rabbi Yisai, even though he did a perfect shechita, it's not ru'uya, in the sense it's not roi l'achila. As we'll see shortly in the Gemara, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that an Egla Rufa is already osur mechayim. Even before you shecht it, you're not allowed to have hano'ah from this Egla Rufa. So therefore, when you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat from that Egla Rufa, and you're not allowed to have hano'ah from it. So that's what Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Poiter, since it's a Shechita She'ein Ru'uya. If subsequently he decided to go and shecht the mother or the child of that Egla that day, you will not be over on the din of Oysa V'yes Benoy. Because Oysa V'yes Benoy is only Loisishcha to B'yay Mechad if you did a Shechita on both of them, which was a Shechita Ru'uya. But since the shchita and egla rufa shchuta she'ein ru'uya, you cannot eat from the flesh of that egla. It's not considered to be a bona fide shchita for these purposes. And that's why our Gemara says, Reb Shimon, you'd be potter on the din of oisa v'yes b'nai.
But you said you can't have hanor from it, so you can't have hanor from the children either, from the noy either.
Yeah, 100%. That's why it's not considered to be a shchita ru'uya, and that's why you're not oiver and oisa v'yes b'nai. You're only oiver v'yes b'nai if you have a shchita of both the mother and the child on the same day where you're having a right to go and eat from that flesh. If you don't have a right to eat from that flesh, then it's a shchita she'ein ru'uya.
What do you do with it?
We can continue on. We'll discuss all those shaylos later. Okay. But in the meantime, Zukt Yetzig Mara, we're on Pei Beis Omid Aleph. It's a shame you missed the last 2 minutes, because that would have gotten you back into the sugi. Fourth line for the top of the Omid. Egla Rufa Freiti Mara. The Egla Rufa Lav Shechita Ru'uya Hi. You're telling me that Egla Rufa is not a Shechita Ru'uya. Why? Because it's already Osir Mechayim. So when you shecht it, you'll never be able to go and use that meat to eat and to have hanor from. Ay vatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Nimtza ha-hoyrek. What happens if the police found the hoyrek, found the reitzeach? Ad shel teore for egla. In other words, they went through the chachomim and the zakenim came from Yerushalayim. They did a medida. They figured out that this town is the closest. The zikni o'ira, he designated a particular egla for the arifas egla. And before they had a chance to do the Arifa Se'egla, Baruch Hashem Nimta Hoireg, we found the Roitzeach. Oh, so what's the din now? I don't need to do the Egla Arufa ceremony any longer because I already have the Roitzeach. What do we do? State in the Mishnah, Teitze V'tira Be'eda. Take the Egla and send it back into the corral, send it back into the barn with all of its other behemoths, and it becomes a regular, normal behemoth like before. No, come to Chois. This Mishnah holds that the Egla Rufa does not become Osir Mechayim. To the contrary, it only becomes Osir after the Arifa. That being the case, if a person were to chop that Egla and go and shecht it before the Arifa's Egla, look, he'd be able to eat from the flesh. There's no Isser involved. You see that if they find the Hoireg, then that Egla Rufa returns to the Eder like a normal behemoth. So why does the Mishnah say, according to Reb Shimon, it's a shechita she'ein ru'uyam? And for the Gemara, Reb Shimon melokish mishum Reb Yanai. We have to focus on the names here. Reish lokish mishum Reb Yanai. Hey. Well, how could it be?
Maybe, but in case they didn't find the Hoireg.
Yeah.
It's a shechita she'ein ru'uyam.
Correct.
Yeah, but we're trying to prove. Rashi in the Mishnah says Egla Rufa. What's the reason why Shchin Shishchash Ein Ruya? The Sfir Leidin Eseres Mechayim. Already becomes Osir Mechayim. So if I take this Egla and I shecht it, it's already Osir even before I shecht it. You're not allowed to have Ano. You could not go and sell it to anybody for money.
But
you
the Shchit is definitely not true. In case they didn't find the Hoireg.
If they did not find the Hoireg,
the Shchit is definitely not Ruya. You're not allowed to eat it because the Shchit doesn't matter.
The Shechit is exactly the Shechit Ein Ruya, 100% right. Correct.
We didn't find the Raya for kid. We found in case it wasn't Egla Rufa. The fact is that we didn't do it, the whole thing doesn't happen.
If you're going to go and shecht the Egla Rufa, your Abad, they're not going to be oid of this Egla because it's going to be too late. But the Shengi shechted. At that time when you shechted it.
At that time, so it was a Shechit Ein Ruya because the Shechit wouldn't work.
The Shechit Ein Ruya, what happens if they found that fellow in the meantime?
Then it would work, but then it would.
So Gemara is learning from that Mishnah that's a Giloy from that Mishnah, that whether or not they did find it or didn't find it, the Egla remains kosher and mutribano until the actual Arifas Egla. Therefore, since it was a Shechita prior to the Arifas Egla, it should be kosher. We're obviously not going to be out of this Egla anymore because we shechted it. So therefore, says Gemara, l'chayr arayif in that Mishnah, that it's mutter. If it's mutter ba'no, it should be a shechita ru'ya. So Gemara into says, Reish Lakish b'shem Rav Yanai. Remember these names, Reish Lakish b'shem Rav Yanai. Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah. It's a mistake, Rabbi say. Take out the words Egla Rufa, put them in parentheses, push the delete button. It's a mistake. Because Egla Rufa, in fact, if you do shecht it mechayim, I mean, in other words, before the Arifa's Egla, it would be kusher and mitter, and even Reb Shimon would agree that it's a shechita haru'uya, and as a result, if afterwards you shechted the mommy or the child, you'd have a din of oisid yesbenoi and isra oisvenoi b'yemech. So this is what Rabbi Yanai said. Freitimar umi omer Rabbi Yanai hachi. Did Rabbi Yanai really say that? From Rabbi Yanai. Gvoshemati ba v'shechachti. Rabbi Yanai says, I remember in the earlier days when I was learning the parsha of Egla Rufa, they said that in fact there is a period of time when the Egla Rufa already becomes Osir Bahano'a Mechayim. But I don't remember when that moment was. V'shechachti, chafegetzi. V'nasun chavrayi loymar, but my chaverim in the yeshiva reminded me, and they told me, Yuridosel enachel eson oisrosa. After you go and select the Egla, and you say, this is going to be the Egla Rufa, Deval, nothing happened. So far, it's totally mutter, does not get any kedusha like a korban. So everything is fine. You know, when the Isser attaches to it, when they chose the Nachal Eson, and they take now the behemoth, and they're ready to go and send it down into the Nachal Eson, from that moment on, then it becomes awesome. But to a moment before that, it was kusher v'yusher. That's what, in other words, was totally mutabana. That's what Rabbi Yanai paskened. Frank Dimar, then Isa, if Rabbi Yanai really holds that way, why did we have Reish Lakish? Mishum Rabbi Yanai say that Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah. We could have given a much simpler teret. Then Isa Lishni, why don't we go and answer? Kan koidim yirida, kan li'acha yirida. That Mishnah that says Nimtza HaHoirek actually Tiore for Egla Teitz V'Tira Be'eder is talking about before the Arida L'Nachalei Son. There was no Isra nor that attached to it, because before the Arida Kuli Alma Moid, it's like a regular behemoth. Ko and Teitz V'Tira Be'eder. Khan, however, in our Mishnah, when we said no, it's a Shchitish and Einar Uya, it's talking about the Acha Yerida. Once it goes Acha Yerida, it now becomes Osir Banor. If it's Osir Banor, when you shecht this animal, you won't be able to eat from the flesh of that animal because of the fact that it's Osir Banor. Ah, so our Mishnah is talking about the Acha Yerida. The other Mishnah of Nimtza Hoyrig is talking about before Yerida. It's a Chzeh good. So why did Rabbi Yana have to go and say that our Mishnah has a mistake? Ain't a Mishnah. In fact, when we learned this halacha that Reish Lakish said Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah, that teret, we learned it without Mishum Rabbi Yanai. So going back 3, 4, 5 lines, on the 5th line from the top of the Amid, Amr Reb Shimon Lakish, take out Mishum Rabbi Yanai, says Reish Lakish Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah, because Reish Lakish does not hold like Rabbi Yanai. Reish Lakish holds that the Egla Rufa was Osir from the very beginning. What means from the very beginning? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, from the time of Likicha, when they took the Egla Rufa in hand and they said, we had designated this Egla for the Arifa, so Egla, from that moment on it becomes Osir. Aye, Vusiz Mete, Rabbi Yanai disagrees with that. According to Rabbi Yanai, we could give a teret to our Mishnah. Khan, Koidim Yerida, Khan the Ach Yerida. But we were quoting before Reish Lakish, not Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Reish Lakish on his own says, Egla Rufa Eina Mishnah. So Amar Ravashi, when Ravashi heard that, he said, Ki Avinim Be Rapapi, when we were learning the Besmedish of Rapapi, Kashulai, Mi Amar Reb Shimon Lakish Achi, does Reish Lakish hold that way? But Itmar, when it comes to the Taras Mitzoyra, right? The Mitzoyra unfortunately has been a Mitzoyra now for a while, and finally it looks like Baruch Hashem, the teras went away. They call over the koyin. Vine nirpa nega teras min hatzerua. Baruch Hashem. So what does he have to do? Says the Torah, he has to go and take shtei tziporim chayos tohoirois the eitz erez vishni tlas ve'ezoi. He has to go and check one of those oifis. This is not a carbon, not inside the base of Mikdash. He shechs a tzipor, and then he goes and dips it in the lebedika tzipor. He goes and dips into the blood of the tzipor that he just shechted al mayim chayim, and then v'shilach as the tzipor achay al pnei asada, and then that's the first process of kashering and bringing this matzoira back into civilization, back into the machna. He's not finished yet, he has to still bring 7 days later kabbanis, he has to have tiklachas, but the very first part of the process of tahara is taking these two tziporim. Now the question is, do these tziporim become osir at any time, as if they're like hegdish? Frank Timara. But itmar, didn't we learn by the tziporim mitzoyim? When do they become osir b'hanor? Rabbi Yochan Omer Mishas Shchita. After you shecht them. Now you don't shecht them, you only shecht one of them. But from the time that you shecht one of them, that's when it becomes osir. The second one never became osir because you never shechted it. So only one becomes osir at the time of Shechita.
The other one you let it fly.
The other one you let it fly away. And Feket, Rashi points out, that if it would be osir banor, then it would be a mikshol l'rabim. Because that second tzipor is now flying around.
Flying.
The same day, next day, a week later, somebody will catch it. And you'll think...
It's not possible to know its area.
I don't understand what your question is.
If it were osir banor, it could never become bottle, because it's an entire creature.
Exactly. So that's why Reb Yochanan holds that the only Isra Noah attaches at the time of the Shechita and not prior to that, and it only attaches to the actual tzipa that you're shechting. It doesn't attach to the other one.
The free one.
The one that goes free, it never becomes us in the first place. So you never have a problem of a mikshel. So that's according to Reb Yochanan. But our focus, of course, is on Reish Lakish and Reb Shimon Lakish on Mishas Likicha. When you buy the two, they already become osir banor. And just as a footnote to the discussion that we just discussed, yes, initially they're both osir banor from the Shas Likicha, but after you shecht one of the two, then the two, just like it becomes free, that you send it out al pnei asada, it also becomes free from hanor. That isra hanor goes away at the time of the shechita of the one that you're going to go and shecht. And the Gemara says, "Be'amrina, my Talmud of Shimon Lakish. Where does he take this from? That just by taking and buying the two or capturing the two oifis, from that point on, mishas lakicha, they already become osabano." Says Gemara, "Because gomar kicha kicha, not mistei Ephraim. That's Hilchas Kedushin." But kicha kicha me egla arufa. What's the kicha kicha me egla arufa? So if you have the Torah Ora Shalom that it even includes this, then you have the two psukim.
Yeah.
The first one is by egla arufa v'hoyo ir hakroy ve'elechol ve'lokhu zikno ira hi eglas bakar. Oh, they took it, lakicha. And then we have a pasuk legabe deshtei tziporim chayis tahoyrois. Pasuk beis, v'tziva koin v'lokach lamitar shei tziporim chayis tahoyrois heiters. So here it says kicha, and there it says kicha. Ah, and therefore we learn it from egla rufa. And when does egla rufa become asur? It becomes asur already from the time of lekicha, v'lokach, when he takes the v'lokchu zikno irahi, the egla. And when therefore do the shtei tziporim chayis tahoyrois become asur? At the time of the kicha. I learned kicha, kicha, egla arufa. So ibazoi, it's afraid to Gemara, why did we say according to Rish Lakish? In a Mishnah, I can also go make the same distinction, legabe the kicha kicha. Now, here legabe the shtei oifa, says Rashi, the only thing that happens is you take a lakicha and then you do a shchita. However, when you're talking about the egla rufa, there is a middle step, and that is after the lakicha, you also take it down to the hayroda lenachal eson. Ah, since you have the hayroda lenachal eson, so even though the two of them both become osir mechayim, so to speak. However, there is a difference, says the Rashi, between the egla rufa and the shtei tziporim. Shtei tziporim, they become osir as soon as you buy them, purchase them, raise them, or whatever, and you're taking them now for purposes of the shechita. So there's nothing more to do. After you take them, then you shecht them. There's no intervening step. Rashi said, "Miu egla rufa." There is a gvul in between, and that's when it goes down to Nachal Eser. Ah, so that being the case, so Rish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Anai to this concept of Nachal Eser. So why doesn't Rish Lakish also answer the same kasha that we asked initially? We asked it says in the Mishnah, that Egla Rufa says Reb Shimon is a Shechita Sheina Ruya. Then the Gemara said, why is a Shechita Sheina Ruya? After all, if you don't shecht it ultimately, it doesn't become Osir Mechaim. Why didn't you shecht it? Because Nimtza Hahoyre, it takes a Vitira Be'eder. So the Gemara said, ah, Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah. And then the Gemara said, why not? According to Reb Yanai, you could say there is a Mishnah. Here it's talking about Koidim Hayroda. Chaydim you read the Nachal Eisan, and Leachah you read the Nachal Eisan. So Gemara said, we're not talking according to Rabbi Anai, we're talking according to Rish Lakish. Mazel Tov, Rish Lakish holds the same halacha as Rabbi Anai. He also holds that there happens to be an Isser Mechayim from the time of the Yerida Nachal Eisan. Prior to that, there was no Isser. After the Yerida Nachal Eisan, there is an Isser. So let's talk about our Mishnah, that someone grabbed the Egla Rufa as it was going down into the Nachal Eisan for purposes of a Rifas Egla. So now everybody agrees it's going down into the Nachal Eisan. Rabbi Anai agrees. Rish Lakish agrees. Now it becomes Osir. That's when a misfit went and grabbed hold of the Egla, did a Shechita, it's a Shechita She'ein Ru'uya, according to Reb Shimon. So we can once again reinstate that same teretz of Koidim Rida, the Achi Rida, even according to Reish Lakish, not only according to Rabbi Yanai. That's not what the Gemara is saying now, because what you're saying is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. You're in good company, Brother Shai. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishah Shechita. And even though the Gemara is talking about the Tzipoyrim Metzoyra, but you see from the Velokhu, we're learning here that it's the same din as Egla Rufa. So just like the Egla Rufa, when does it become Asr? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishah Shechita. Or by the Egla Rufa, Mishah Arifa. Not prior to that. According to Shimon Lakish, it's Mishas Lakicha, which Rashi says doesn't mean physically when you take it, because Egla Rufa has a mid-step, and therefore from the time of the Yerida L'Nachal Eisan. So according to Rish Lakish, why didn't he give an answer? Why did he say Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah? Take out those words. I have a beautiful teret. The same teret as we gave before that our Mishnah is talking about, Li'achar Yerida Lenachal Eisan. Elam Rabchi Baraba Omer Rabbi Yoichanan. Eglarufa Eina Mishnah. It's not that Rabbi Yanai said Eglarufa Eina Mishnah. It's not that Reish Lakish said it. It's Rabbi Yoichanan. Because Rabbi Yoichanan holds that a tzaka only becomes osir at the time of the actual Arifa. Until a second before it was totally mutter bana. So if somebody were to go and grab that Eglarufa a second before the Arifa, it would be a kosher shchita. So why did the Mishnah say it's a shchita she'ena re'uya? Oh, it says Rabbi Yoichanan Eglarufa'ena Mishnah. It's a mistake. Take out the words Eglarufa. So the teretz to the kasha from the very beginning until the end has always been the same kasha. It's a steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mesechtis. Not in Mesechtis. Krisis. Soita. Krisis a couple of places. So it's a steer in the two Mishnayas. So we said originally Rabbi Yanai gave the teretz. How can you say Rabbi Yanai? Rabbi Yanai distinguishes between the Fnei Yerida, the Acher Yerida. No, it wasn't Rabbi Yanai, it was Reish Lakish. How can you say Reish Lakish? He also agrees that there's a difference between Chaim and the Acher Misa. He could give the same teretz. Says him, you're right. It goes according to Rabbi Yoichanan. And it was Rabbi Yoichanan that gave the teretz Eglarufa Eina Mishnah. But Eina Chlambi, if you'd ask Rabbi Yanai, you'd ask Reish Lakish. You don't have to say Eina Mishnah. Kan the Fnei Yerida, kan the Acher Yerida. On to the next mission of the Mishnah. Shnaim shalakhu para ubina. Eid shalakhach rishayin yishchayit rishayin. Yim kadam hashayin yizachah. Two people are making chasana tonight. And each one of them needs to go and serve a whole bunch of guests. So each one of them went to the shaykhit, to the marketplace, to the katzav, to the butcher, and said, I need a live behemoth to go and shech today, so that we should be able to make a big suda tonight. Reuven went and bought the parah, and Shimon bought the binah. Now, if they're both making chasen that night, we're going to have a big problem. Why is it a big problem? Because he can't go and shech both of them on the same day. And as we've learned before, the din is that Uyisvias Benoi is not only when one person shechs the two together. Even if two people, if Reuven shechs the first one, then Shimon has no right to go and shech the second one. As well as if Shimon shechs the second one, Reuven has no right to go and shech the first one. So who has Din Kedima today on the day with both bought on the same day? Says the Mishnah, Eizah Shalokach Rishon, Yishchit Rishon. The first purchaser who bought it at 10 o'clock, he has the right to go and shecht his first, and the second one that bought it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he has the right to go and shecht it the second. If it's the second same day, you can't go and shecht them. So Shimon will be out of luck, and he'll have to put off the shechita until the next day, and if he still wants to make the chasana that day, he's going to have to go and get another animal. He's going to have to go back to the same shoychid or the same butcher and say, I cannot use this animal because my Reuven already shechted his. And so therefore, please send me give me another animal. He'll make a switch, he'll make an exchange. That's not our mission. However, what happens if the second one that bought it at 2 o'clock, he shnell shechted it at 2 o'clock, at 2:30, zocha, he was zoicha. What means he was zoicha? Unfortunately for the Rishon, the Rishon can no longer go and shecht. In other words, since Shimon shnell chapt and he shechted the second animal first, Reuven that bought the first animal first, he's going to be out of luck to use that animal today. He's going to have to go and use it tomorrow or in another day. That's the import of our Mishnah. So now, l'choira, the halacha of our Mishnah has two possible halachic ramifications. One legabi hilchos iser v'heter, after all we're talking about the iser of oiser v'yes benoi, as well as the choshen mishpat shaila, who is right and who's wrong, between Reuven and Sheni. Does Reuven have a taina against Sheni, against Shimon, and take him to Bezin and say, hey, you ruined my chas and I wasn't able to go and get fresh flesh anymore.
No flesh.
Exactly. So says Omer of Yosef, in Yedina tonight, the whole discussion of our Mishnah is only the gabe, the din of choshen mishpat, but not legabi the din of iser v'heter. Neither Reuven nor Shimon is doing something wrong in terms of iser v'heter, in terms of being able to eat from this animal, if one of them shechs first and then the other one shechs second. Whoever shechted second, he's obviously over on the Isra of Oisis Benai. Nothing to talk about. However, this din kedima that we were talking about in the Mishnah, that the Rishon has the right first and the second has the right second, that's not legabe the kashrus or the Isser involved in the Oisis Benai. That's talking certain, it's only bein odom lachaveiroi, who has the right to go and check first, who has the right to go and check second. Okay, so let's look at the Rashi. The Inyan Dina Tanan. It's five lines before the wide lines. So Rashi in the Dina Tanan. Hodik Tani Masis Mishloka Krishan Yishchet Rishan. Love the Inyan Isser Veheter. It's not we're not talking Lagabi the Isser of Oisib Espinoi. Shemrotza Hasheni Lishchet Rishain Vaarishan Yamtin Admachar Mutter. If the second one wants a shech today, and he shnell chaps and he shechs the second one. First, he was not over any one of the Taryag mitzvahs. He's not over even Issur Drabanan. It may not have been nice what he did. If he realized that he was second in line, he should have given Did Kedima to Reuven, the first one in line. But it does not create any Issur in the flesh, and he's not over any Issur that he went and shechted first. No Issur. So what does Rav Yossi mean in Yedina? Says Rashi. Aval dinhu, meaning dinah choshen mishpat, in bo'u lebezdin, if Reuven and Shimon are both coming to Bezdin, and shebo'u echel lishchay, v'chaveiro oimar, ani tzorach yois mimcha, what happens if Shimon, for instance, the second one, is about to go and shecht, and Reuven gives agishrai, no, I need it more than you. I have many more guests which are coming, and these are finicky guests that has to be fresh flesh from today. If I'm going to give them from the refrigerator, from the freezer, from yesterday, it will not be good. On Oymim Lehem, we go and tell them, HaLekech Rishon Yishchot Shamanas Kein Lokach. You really, Lekech Rishon, you have the first in right to go and shech. Why, Tak, is that the case? Why don't we just say it's, you know, it's the Wild West. Whoever wants to shecht first, he wins the World Cup. Zok to Rashi, Shila loy machra balabayis l'sheni v'ikav la'atzmai. What happens if the shoychet only sold to the first guy and he didn't go and sell it to the second guy? He only sold to Reuven and not to Shimon. And then what happens if he himself, the moicher, says, you know what, I want to go and shecht the remaining animal first today? He doesn't have that right. Why does the lekech have that right? He gets it first. Uh-huh. So what does it have to do now with the case of the second lekeach? Say the Mefarshim, we have a famous rule that when a moicher sells something to lekeach, the lekeach buys whatever the moicher's rights were. What's the lashon haGemara? Ma mocher rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetovay liyodoi. The person who's selling, the moicher, can only sell all the zchusim that he has. When he already sold l'moshel the first animal to Reuven, he, the moicher, has no right to go and shech the second one for himself. That's what Rashi just said. Now, iloy mochra balabayis l'sheni v'ikol atzmai hayo lekeach shoychet. Lekeach has the right to shech. And not the moicher. Ma mochar rishon l'sheni. What did the moicher sell? Called zchushet over the other. So when he sold to lekeach rishon, he sold him the exclusive right to go and shech today. When he sells now to the second one, it's implicit. What did I sell to you? I sold you the animal, but you don't have the right to go and shech today. Got to shech tomorrow. But not that there's an iser involved. If the second one does shech today, what he did, you might say it's immoral. It shows poor manners on his part. He shouldn't have done it. And had they gone to Bezdin in advance, the Bezdin would have said, Reuven Yushech today, Shimon Yushech tomorrow. But they didn't go to Bezdin. So what taina is there? There might be a momentistic taina of $5, $100, whatever. But that's only choshe mishpat. But in terms of Issa v'heter, what the second one did was totally proper in terms of he was not over Oisvi Espanoi, he's not over any Isser Gzeila or anything else. So that's what Rav Yosef is saying back to the Imam Rav Yosef, the Inyan Dina tonight. The whole Mishnah that tells us the first one gets first and the second one gets second, it's only Al Tchoish and Mishpat. However, Tana, if Tak, it says in the Braisa, Im Kodem Hasheni, what happens if the second one went first? we say, that wasn't a nice thing to do, my friend. However, what's the halacha? Hari says, Zor is v'nisker. What does that mean? Zor is le'ovri surah. There was no isser that he did by Shechti. It wasn't nice. He doesn't deserve to go and get mafta yoina during the middle of the week. For sure. You're absolutely right. Only on Yom Kippur. But today, Tuesday, 2 days before Tisha B'Av, don't give him mafta yoina. It's not a nice thing what he did. But he wasn't over an isser if he shechted first. The niskar in the sense, not that he gets schar upsiz in Shemayim, and we give him the Nobel Peace Prize, the niskar de ochel bisra, that he has the buster today, which is what he wanted today. So, by doing this shtickle, if you want to call it a shtickle avla, lemaisa, he's not over in Yisurim, and he can eat the buster, no problem. So that's the end of Rav Yosef. L'choyer, what he's saying is a dover, which is easy to understand.
The Mishnah. What's the Moisef? What's Rav Yosef Moisef from the Mishnah? Being called the Mashen Izocho. What is the Moisef?
What his Moisef is that don't look down upon this person as being a shaygitz and no goodnik. In fact, halachically, what he's done is proper, even if it's not idle and it's not refined, because number one, he's not over any iser, and number two, he's niskan that he can go and eat the fresh meat today. He doesn't have to wait until the next day. Now, the Meforshim are, many of them are Madaik. From this Braisa, it's Dafka, because Le'ovedi Surah is Ka'ochel Bisra. What happens if he would be Oivra and Isser? So, our Mishnah is throughout our Perek so far, and until the end of the Perek, we talk about Ois Vespanoi. What happens if, in fact, Reuven Shechs the first one, and then Shimon Shechs the second one today? Is there any Isser in eating? He was Oivra and Isser in Shechting, no question. Are you allowed to eat the flesh of that second shechita? The answer is min ha-Torah, yes. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to eat from that thing. It's a kosher shechita, you're just not allowed to do it. However, zugn lechachamim, zugn some of the mefarshim, that midrabanan, it's osur to eat from that second one. Why? We put a knas on him, shelo yished, hey, choyte nisker. Here he's being oivra chet. What's a chet? And he shechted. So therefore we're going to go and consume and he's not allowed to go and eat. So that's the additional chiddush of the Braisa. In the case of our Mishnah, le'avadi surah v'niskar dikachal bisra. However, in a case where Yitaka was over an iser, when there was an ois v'espanoi, that both of them shechted on the second day, second guy was over the iser, you're not allowed to eat from the flesh of that basar of that second animal. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Now, for the first time, we're going to learn the halacha of it's not only oisiv v'es benoi, it's also benoi v'oisai. In other words, it doesn't have to be the mommy first and the child second. Even if you shech the child first and the mommy second, also the second one will be oiver on this issa, as you'll see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. And we'll learn some more halachas as well. Zuk the Mishnah. As far as the Tatz is concerned, I'm sure you remember vividly 3-4 days ago, Chananya holds Choychin Lezera Av, and therefore the din of Oisus Benoi also applies to the Tati animal. But the Rabbanan disagree, and they say it's only by the Mami animal and not by the Tati animal. Exactly. Zok the Mishnah. Shochad Pora, V'achkach Shneivo Neha. Ui, this Pora had a big family, not just one child, it had multiple children. And what did the person do first? He shechted the Pora. And then afterwards, he or others shechted the shnei v'neha. See, each one is over that day on the ois of the espanoi. And if it was the same individual that shechted the shnei v'neha, instead of getting just one time malchus, he's going to get two times malchus. Because when he shechted the first ben, he's over on ois of the espanoi. When he shechted the second one, he's over on ois of the espanoi. So soivik shmoinim, he gets two times malchus. Now, what happens the other way around? The bottom line, it comes out the same, that all three were geshocht in that day. However, here he shechted the two children first, and afterwards he shechted the third one, the mami. So there was only one maisa when he shechted. What was that one maisa he shechted? In other words, behemoth number three, the ima that he shechted was one maisa. Rashi adds, one iser, one maisa, one hasra'a. Soivya Saboim is only going to get Malkis once and not twice. Even though there are two Oisav Espinois that have been violated over here, but since the violation took place all by Basachas, one Shechita, only one time Malkis and not two times Malkis. What happens now if you have the following very interesting case? Shchota, V'espita, V'espaspita. Wow, we shechted on the same day three generations. The Babi, and then the daughter, and then the einikel, all on one day. So if you explain him, that's not a shayla at all. Why is it not a shayla at all? Because when he shechted the bita, he was already over on the oisiv yes benoi, right? What happens if we stop shechted the yes bita? Done. We're already over on oisiv yes benoi. Now when we shechted the bas bita, we're over it a second time. Because the bita and the bas bita is again oisiv yes benoi. So if you explain him, 82 times malchus. Now when I'm shechted the yes bas bita, the yakach shechted bita, ooh. First he shechted the mami, and then he shechted the bas pita. Shchata, where are we? Shechted v'yes pita, I got lost here. Shechted v'yes bas pita, v'yaka shechted pita. So when he shechted the einikel, he's not even ois v'yes benoi. Why is it not ois benoi? Because it's not benoi. Our Chazal understood the psukim, that means literally, it's got to be the child of that mami, and not an einikel of the mami. So shechted v'yes bas pita, if you stop over there, no iser whatsoever. What? I'm sorry, verse 16? That's by people, but not by Shitas Abayis. The Yachash, also Bnei Bunu Harik Ibun is the Gabi Ilchas Yerusha, and here there's no Yarshaning by the Bayis. Right, the Yachash Shochet Bita. What happens after he shechted the Babi and the Einikel? Now he shechts the Bita in between. Right. So now we have closed the circuit on two Isurim. By shechting the Bita now, that's number Issa, number one, Oisvi Espanoi, the Babi and the Mami, because that was the grandmother and the daughter. Those together, of course, are Oisvi Espanoi. And also by shechting now that Bita, we've closed the circuit on the Bita and the Bas Bita, because now we have the Mami and the Einikel. So therefore, with one Shechita, we're being over the two Isurim, the two Oisvi Espanoi. Says the Tanakama, Soifig Esra Boin. You only get one time Malkis, which is consistent with what we said before, that if you had shochet shnei vaneh, the akach shchata, soifik es habayim. Aye, we closed the circuit on two oisiv yes benoi, but it was only one mice. Here too, when were you oiver only at the end, shochet bita, soifik es habayim, therefore, you have a din of malchus, but only one malchus, only one mice. Subchasay mishim remeh, no. In this case, soifik shmoinen, you're going to have two times oisiv yes benoi, two times malchus. Why? Because it closed the circuit of the shchata and the bita, and also now the bita and the bas bita, says Rashi in the Amid Beis, and says Tosis Sahiri on the bottom, that what about that earlier case of shachet shnei vaneh v'yachash chata soifik esar boim? Says Rashi in the Amid Beis that Remeir would hold in this case, sumchus b'shem Remeir would hold even in that case also soifik shmoinim, because there too we completed two oisiv yes benois with one maisa. What's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Sumchas Mishum Remeir? Question is, when you do one maisa and you bring over two oisiv yes benois bebas achas, do you go and get one time malchus or do you get two times malchus? So in these two cases, it's basically the same, because until that final shechita, there was no iser. Only the iser was only accomplished at the last moment by the shechita of Behema number three. Behema number three. What was the earlier case? Shachet shnei vaneh v'yakash chata. So when he shechted the mami now, he's over on two oisiv yes benois. Tanakhama says there was only one maisa, one hasra, one iser. Only one time malchus. Says, no, simchum shumra meir, I disagree with you. It may have been one maisa, but you were in one maisa, you were over two isurim, because you had the oisiv yes benois legabe one ben, and legabe the second ben. Here too, in the Sefer, it's the exact same thing. Of course, the facts are a little bit different, but the halachic ramifications are the same. That you shechted first the grandmother, and then the einikel, nothing happened. But now, in one maisa, shochet bita. So according to the Tanakhama, like we had before, one maisa, one shechita, one time malchus. So someone shem remeir, but stuck only one shechita, but you over two isurim. Therefore, soifig shmai. The Gemara is going to develop this much more in the Amid Beis, as you will see.
What happens Ben Pura and Ben?
I'm sorry,
no? Ben Pura and Ben.
A Ben Pura and a Ben. What does it mean, a Ben Pura and a Ben?
The first part of the Shifa Pura Rakash Nebenero, but he didn't do it that way.
Yeah?
He did.
A Ben first?
Yeah.
And then he did the part of the mother. Yeah. So you're ready, Oy Vespanoi, right at that point. So then when he does another Ben, then that would be a second Maisa. Then Kulian Lamoida, then you'd be a Chayef too. Zokti Moravaita, Zokti Mikimar. We said now that not only vayis benoi, but also benoi v'oisai. Frey Timara, why? Am I oisai benoi? Am I rachmana v'loi benoi v'oisai? If you do it in reverse, that you shech the ben first and you shech the mother, I didn't do anything wrong. It just always says benoy. It doesn't say benoy voice. So to loy so kadaitach. This can't be right. This time we learned that a brayso always says benoy. Any other always says benoy. Always says imoy minai. How do you know the reverse? The same thing applies. Kishuaymer lisoys ishchatu harikan shnayim. What the Gemara means to say is the isalav is the shchita on the second behema.
Doesn't make a difference who's who.
Exactly. So why are we using the term loy sishchatu? Yeah. As the Gemara will say in the Amud Beis, we should say loy sishchait. So therefore, by saying harikan shnayim hoketzad, you can have two separate scenarios of a ma'aser shchita that is machayev oisvias benayim. Ketzad, echad shoychev as a part of the echad shoychev as ima. You have one person doing the part, one doing the ima. The echad shoychev as benav, as shoychev as benav. Shnayim achroinim chayovim. So you have two people. One is shechting the part. One is shechting the ima. Then one is shechting the bina. So now we have, like the last case in the Mishnah, the three generations. You shechted the parah. You shechted now the ima, the mother of that parah. Oh, oises benoi. The echad shoychin es bina. And now one shechs the bina of that parah. Again, another oises benoi. Shnayim achrenim chayovim. Why the chay? That's the loisishchet to the gon tell you both oises benoi and benoi the oises. Pray tomorrow. Why do you say that? Haimi boy le the gufe. Maybe I need the loisishchet to belosh and rabim to go and tell you the gufe. What means the gufe? That if you shechted one, you're not allowed to go and shecht the other. As you remember, we learned in the Gemara yesterday, what happens instead of shechting number one, you clobbered the first one over the head with a baseball bat, and you killed it. Not a nice thing to do, but that's what you did. Yeah. And then after that, you went and shechted the mommy or the baby. Yeah. No isra ois vesmanoi, because it has to be loisishchetu, the two of them
must
that you
shechita.
Have to have shechita. That's why we even had, according to Reb Shimon, if the first one was a bona fide shechita, but a shechita she'en ru'uya, because he can't eat from it, because it was a avodah zarah, and all those other cases that we discussed. So you see that it has to be loy sishchatu. It's got to be two shechits. I need a legufe. Says Yomar Kain loy lichtoiv loy sishchait. My loy sishchatu. It could have said loy sishchait because the iser is only on behema number two, not the iser not on behema number one. When you have Reuven and Shimon shechting one and two, Reuven didn't do anything wrong. It's the one that's oiv the oisus benoi is on the second guy, is on the Shimon. So ibazoi, let it say lois shchait, my lois shchatu comes to tell you ois vias benoi and benoi vi oisai. Pray tomorrow about katim and boyle. Because rachmanu lois shchait have min echad in trei loy. If it only say lishchait, I would think the only time you're oiv the oisus benoi if you're the same shoychit who shechs both mami and child. What happens if you have two shochten? Reuven shechs behema number one, Shimon behema number two. If we say loy sishchait, I would say he's not oiver. It has to be davka, and therefore it's come to tell loy sishchatu vafiletrei. Even if you're two separate shochten, so weiter. How do you know ois vias benoi and benoi the oisai? The fact that it says loy sishchatu comes to tell you, even if you have two separate shochten, shoychet number two is the one that's going to be oiver the iser. Says Yichmar in kein lichtoiv loy. And now the Ranjburg says, or Psal Ranjburg says, lo yishochetu. Lo yishochetu is a Lashon nifal. It shouldn't go and say, lo yishochetu is a Lashon kal. Two of you don't shecht. It should go and say that these two behemoths should not be geshochten on the same day, regardless if it was one shechet, or there were two shochten. So lo yishochetu would have already told us this din, that it makes no difference whether it's one Reuven shechting both, or it's Reuven and Shimon that are shechting the two separate animals. So why does it say loy sishchatu? Shema minotarti comes to tell you all of the previous halachas, including not only oisiv yes benoi, but even benoi ve oisai. So that's already a done deal. I learned from loy sishchatu. Now the Mishnah continued on. Shchotav yes bas bita, and then afterwards the bas, the bita. So he said in the Mishnah that Simcha says in the name of Remeir, that you're chayiv two times malchus, right? Soifkin shmoinim we had in the Mishnah. But straight in the Mishnah, shochta v'yas bas bita v'yakha shochta bita, sum chazoyim b'shem Remeir, soifik shmoinim. Now the question Limor wants to know is, when does simchus hold you get two times malchus? Zoktimor, omli abayler of Yosef, my time is the simchus. And the Gemara is, when it says here, Kasav Simchas, this is not a teretz, this is all part of the Shaila that Abai is asking to Rav Yosef. What is the reason for Simchas? Is it because he holds Ochel Shnei Zeisei Chayla Behemel Echad Chayiv Shtei Chato'ois, or skipping three lines, Or maybe Simchas holds it ochos shnei zeisich chelav behelam echad ein chayav ala achas, and the reason over here is gufen muchlokim. So we're trying to understand what the Simchas. I know what Simchas holds over here. Avada two times malchus. The question is, what does Simchas hold b'chol ha-Torah kula? So we start off with a different fact pattern. Ochos shnei zeisich chelav behelam echad. A person ate two zeisich chelav. What means behelam echad? Behelam echad means he did not know that he's being oiver and iser. Either he didn't know that there's an iser chelev, or he thought that this is shuman. But he didn't go and just eat one kezayis, he ate two kezayis. But since it was in helem echad, I would have thought that you'd be chayv only one karban chatzis. It was only one big mistake. It's not true, he ate two kezayis. But it was the same mistake, and there was no yediyah bein tayim. It was helem echad. So I would think, you know, chayv chatzis. No, maybe the svar of Simchas is that even though you ate a behelam echad, you chayv shtei chatois. We're going to talk about that another three lines. Ubedinhu. And the truth, says the Gemara, is Tolishma'inan ba'alma, that we should have said the halacha of Simchas. Kol ha'Torah kula. It's not only a case of oitzes panoim, three animals. Let it talk anytime. If you had shnei zeisachel behelam echad, let it go and say in the Mishnah, Sumchas Oymer Mishim Rameir Yechayv Shteicha Toys. Aye, Bahaydeka Mashmalon Baha. So why did the Mishnah Dafka tell us this halacha here by Oysvi Esbenai? Leadiacha Koychen Rabban, to go and tell you the strength of the Rabbanan. The Avagav, the Gufin Muchlokin, even though we're talking about two different behemoths, really three different behemoths altogether. So I would think that since we are having different Gufin Muchlokin, like for instance, in the last case of our Mishnah, where he first shechted the babi, and then shechted the einikel, and now he's shechting the bita. So it's only one maisa. So our Mishnah Sumcha says you're chayiv too, because you're over both the ois of the esbenoi, the gabi, the babi, and also the esbenoi, the gabi, the einikel with the mami in between. Yeah, but what are the rabbanon hold? Only one. But the gufim mechlokin. What means gufim mechlokin? Even though it was taka only one maisa shechita, but that third shechita that you did now in the bita relates both to its mami, that's the babi, so that's one guf muchlek, and also relates to its bas bita that was geshochten shortly before then, so that's guf muchlekin. It's taka one maisa shechita, but it relates to two separate animals. The shechita of the mother, that's the middle generation, that completes the circuit of the babi and that mami. It also completes the circuit of the mami and the child. So it's gufa mechlokin. Say the Rabbana, I don't care, was one maisa, only one time malchus. So that's the reason why we bring the case. Even though Simchas is halacha, applies kol ha'Torah kula, but we brought it in our Mishnah, not to tell you the chiddush of Simchas, but to tell you the chiddush of the Rabbana. And this, of course, is consistent with Gan Shas, that whenever we ask in the Gemara, why do you go and tell me the chiddush of this one? Why do you tell me the chiddush of the other one? The Gemara always says, because koyach dehetera odif. Here the koyach heter means the kula. Here the Rabbanan are saying, even though I'm completing two circuits only with gufa mechlokin, only one malchus. Oh, that gemaldi chiddush. Masha'enke, that's the koyach dehetera. Masha'enke, according to Sumchas, that's the koyach of chumra that you mechayev too. I'm not interested in the chiddush of the Chumrah, I'm interested more in the Koyach the Heterot. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Is that the Svar of Sumchas, and therefore Kol HaTor Kul Shnei Zeitzei Chel Behelam Echad is Chayef Chatois? Or do more, maybe, because of the Sumchas, Ol Shnei Zeitzei Chel Behelam Echad, Ein Chayef Al Achas. If you just ate two Zeitzim together, one Helam, only one. And Rashi adds, by the way, that the same thing would apply the Mezit. What means the Mezit? What happens? The person is about to eat Chelam. Two Edom come and say, Yanko, toss his chaylev, metunish esed. If you're going to go and eat that chaylev, chas v'sholem v'nichrasa, ki kol oichel chaylev v'nichrasa. And he says, I don't care. And he proceeds not only to eat one kezayis, he's a machmir. He ate two kezayis. Not behelam echad, we're not talking about a shogig, even if it's a mezid. What would Simchas hold? The Gemara holds, if he holds, shnei zeis chaylev behelam echad, eni chay v'la achas. Start again. According to the first tzad, Ochos shnei zeisa chelav behelam echad chayiv shtei chatois, says Rashi, the same thing would apply if he did a b'mezid. Only one hasra'a, and he continued eating not only one kezayis, he ate two kezayisim, he gets two times malchus, because that is according to the first svara of the Remember, Abaye asked of Yosef, what is the time of Sumchas? If you hold the time of Sumchas is any time you commit two kizaisim, behelem echad chayv shtei chatois, if you're going to do the same aver b'mezid, then you're going to get two times malchus. So that would be the first side. Oiduma, maybe no. And if he got one hasra and he ate two kizaisim, it would only be achas. Why? Because it's all part and parcel of the same achila. Why does it say in our Mishnah that there are two, he gets shmoinim, soifik shmoinim, for all kind of time, I would go for machlokim. Because although it was taka one maisa of that shchita at the end, but that maisa shchita at the end goes back to both the first shchita of the babi, and it also goes to the second shchita of the einikel, because that mid-level generation now, who gets always stuck, right? Those people that are stuck in the middle. So this third behema is stuck in the middle. It's both mashlim, the first circuit of Oisei Espanoi mit the babi. It's also mashlim, the circuit together with the einikel. So maybe only here says sumchas kufa mechlokim yechayiv shtayim. So this is now the shaila of Abayitra of Yosef. What does Sumchus hold b'chol ha-toyra kula where you don't have guf and mechlokim? Where you have shnei zeisichele behelem echad, are you chayv tu chatois, and if it was b'mezid, do you get soifik shmoinim or not? Amalei. So he answered him. In kosover ocha shnei zeisichele behelem echad is chayv shtei chatois. Your first side was absolutely correct, that if he ate two kizaisim, you have to go and bring two chatois. If he did it b'mezid, two times malchus. How do I know? Mimai, what's your raya that that's what sumchus hot? Mirinan lechaba mishnah. Vushteit in the mishnah zarea kilayim, kilayim, loike. He was zarea kilayim and kilayim. Rashi says in the Havamina, we're assuming there were two zareais. First he went and planted kilayim, and then again he planted another time kilayim. Loike, he gets malchus. So now, we don't understand, this Mishnah is very obscure. Number one, what does it mean, kalayim, kalayim? And number two, when it says loike, how many times is it loike? So the Gemara is now going to explain it in detail. My loike, what means loike? Ilema loike achas, he gets one time malchus, pshita. Of course he gets at least one time malchus. He planted kalayim, kalayim, so certainly he gets at least one time malchus. What's the chiddush? V'oid, what's my kalayim, kalayim? What's his double loshen kalayim, kalayim? Elapshita avada, when it says loike, means beis malchus. That's the chiddush. Even though he did two kilayims, he gets two malchus. So what's that chiddush? So b'may eskinan. Ilayim b'zeh achazeh u'bishtei hasroyis. Are we talking about that these were two separate actions? One at 9 o'clock in the morning, and one at 12 o'clock midday. And in between there were two different hasroyis. And he's telling us he's chayef two times malchus. That's a tova posha. Tanina. What happens if a nozir? So yeshoyse yayin kalayayin. He's a nozir. Presumably the reason why he took upon himself Naziris is because he was an alcoholic. He couldn't stop drinking. And unfortunately, he's a Nazir and he taka started drinking. Agansutog and he shikar and drinked. And what happened? There was only one hasra at the beginning of the day. In the Chayv Alachas. Even though he's drinking Agansutog, he's drunk up already five different bottles of Kedem wine. Only Chayv Achas. Amrulai. What happens, however, if the Edom didn't give him one asura, they gave him multiple asurais. At 9 o'clock, Al Tishte, Trignisht, you're going to be over an Isra, you're a Nazir. Vushoisa. An hour later, they come back, still drinking. Al Tishte, you're not allowed to, it's asura. If you do it, you get an Isra in the Torah, you're going to go and get Malkis for it. Vushoisa, and he continues drinking. Chayva kolachas viachas. So Zoki Mora, this halacha of multiple asurais, being Machayv, multiple times Malkis, that's a Dover Yedua. That's Pshita. So again, what is this Azareya Kelayim Kelayim? You're telling me, Loik Yishtei Malkis? If it's talking about the Zeach Hazeh, Yishtei Asroyes, of course he gets twice Malkis. It's no different than at Mishnah by Anos. Ele Pshita, Avada, the case of the Azareya Kelayim Kelayim, Loik must be talking about Luchayda, the Bas Achas. O Bihasro Achas. He did it Bibas Achas. How do you go and do two times Kelayim Bibas Achas? Says Rashi. Baruch Hashem, most of us have two hands. In one hand, he took chita v'chartzon. Chita, of course, means wheat seeds. Chartzon means grape seeds in one hand. In the other hand, he took so'ira v'chartzon, barley seeds, together with grape seeds. And he placed them down into the earth at the same time. It was basachas. and he got Hasro Achas. As he's putting them down into the ground, two Edom scream at him, "You're going to be over Kelayim! Oy, Kelayim!" What's the din? Says this price, says this Mishnah, Loi Kishtayim, he has two times Malkus. So that's, I'm sorry, two Edom with one Hasro. Sorry? No, Hasro Achas. Two Edom gave Hasro at one time as he's putting the two into the ground. Zokti Gemara, and then the chiddush of this Mishnah is that it says, even says Midnan, I think it's a Braisa. Yeah, Shem Nesayim Desan. It's a Braisa. So the Braisa says he gets Malkus. And the Gemara said, Avad Epshitum must be talking about two Malkus. So now says the Gemara, who's the one that we find in Shas that holds? That when you're over two Isur Mabas Achas, and you only got one Hasra'ah, you're Chayiv two times Malkus. Mani, Ilei Mirabonan de Pligalei de Somchis. Are you telling me it's the Rabbanan of our Mishnah? Can't be the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. How much are the Rabbanan Mechayiv in our Mishnah? Only one.
One.
Hashem Mahasim the Guf of Mechlokim Tampatri Rabbanan. We're talking about three different animals. And therefore, his Shechita now relates by this Shechting the middle generation. It relates both to the senior citizen, to the Babi, and also relates to the child, it's the Guf of Mechlokim. And the Rabbanan say, your pottery only have one time Malkus and not two. Hachalei Koshkin, in our case, certainly don't have Guf of Mechlokim. The Mumvarshim say the Guf of Mechlokim is only Shayach by Bali Chayim and not by grape seeds or wheat seeds or barley seeds. And that's not considered to be Guf of Mechlokim. So Madach, in the case of Guf of Mechlokim, they say you only Chayiv one. Hachalei Koshkin, Nachamadi would be Chayiv one. So why does it say in the Braisa you Chayiv two times Malkus? Elav Sumchesi. Oh, so it must be going according to Sumches. And we're not talking about Guf of Mechlokim. We're talking about Kelayim, Kelayim. Zeit Mendoch, that Sumchis holds even Achal Shnei Zeisei Chaylev Behelem Echad, you're Chayiv Shtei Chatois. And if you ate two Zeisei Chaylev with one Hasra, you'd be Chayiv two times Malkis. So why did you go and tell me a moment ago when Abaye asked of Yosef, what does Reb Sumchis hold Kol HaTorei Kula? And he said, no question about it. How did he come up with this? What was his raya? From this braisa of the Zoraya Kalayim Kalayim, he gets two malkias, even though it was like a case of Shnei Zeis Echela Behelem Echad. Why? He's doing two Maisa Kalayim. It's Bebas Achas. And we're saying that he gets two times malkias. So Lechoyra, I have a good raya taka, this psak, as to what Simchas holds, Kol HaTorei Rekula. Zokti Yomara, Nishka Raya. Loi, la'oilam rabbanan. It really can go kun to rabbanan. Umilz agav urchi kamash molan. So if it goes kun to rabbanan, and what are we saying? It's talking about that you go and get, and there were two separate hasrois. Two separate hasrois, he gets two times malkus. So you're going to go and tell me, look, that's a chadava poshit. We know two times hasrois, he gets two times malkus from the case of the nazir. Altishta, he gets two times malkus. So here too, he gets two. Was it the chiddush of the rabban? So tomorrow, no. He's telling us a separate halacha. The ikatrei gavni kilayim, that the two ways you can be over kilayim by kloi hakerem. What means two different ways? Lafukim and Rabbi Yoshi. The Omer Rabbi Yoshi actually is rachita usoyre v'chartim and poilus yad. The only time you're only over on kloi hakerem is if you are a machmir and you go and zareya three seeds at the same time: wheat seeds, barley seeds, and grape seeds. Put them into the ground, now you're oivin kloy hakerem. But if you only did chita and chartzan, not chayv. Soir and chartzan, you're not chayv. Kamash malon, that's what the chiddush of this price is, that you get two times malkus. That why? Because the chizora chita v'chartzan, and soir v'chartzan, nami m'chayv. Even though each time you only had two minim, you didn't have three minim, you're also chayv. Oh, so therefore, that price in fact is not sumchis, it's the Rabbanan, and the reason why you get two Malkis for two separate Asrois, what's the Chiddush? That you're doing Achitza V'chartzen is one Maisa, Soira V'chartzen is another Maisa, and each one of them is a Maisa Kalayim for which you're Mechoyev, even though, Dova Pashit, Altishta. No. Come to tell us that then you don't need all three Minim. Two Minim is enough to be Oivan Issa Kalayim, and to go and get Malkis for that. Okay, so the Maisa, so let's get back to our Sumchis. What does Sumchis hold? Does he hold the Chol HaTorei Kula Shnei Zeisei Chaylev Behelem Echad is Chayiv Shtei Chatois, or only one Karb Mechatzos? I our Mishnah, I'm just talking about Guf and Mechlokim. So let's try to be poshut. Toshema. Ochel Mizek Kazayis and Mizek Kazayis. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Isser of Gir HaNoshet. You all know Gidei Anosha. We learn it from Yaakov Avinu, met the Sarah Shal Eser, the Gansa Din. Alken Le Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael, the Gidei Anosha. Ada Yoim Mezeb, Tuna Shasma, Gidei Anosha. Okay, so now, you're only going to be over on Isra of eating Gidei Anosha if you eat a Kazayas. That's a double Pashut. Now the question is, how many Gidei Anosha does every animal have? That's a machlokes. Some Tanoim hold that every animal has two Gidei Anosha. Because every animal, just like every person, has two yirei chayim, two thighs. That means you could say behemah has four. But apparently yirei chayim by behemah is only the al-kafa yorech, is only the two front legs and not the back legs. Okay, so some tanoim hold that when you eat gidei anosha and you're machmer and you eat from the yerech yamin, or you eat from the yerech smoil, it makes no difference. Both of them are gidei anosha and you're over an iser. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not sure. Yehuda says the din of Gidei Anosha by every animal is noig only ba'achas. But I don't know which one, whether it's the right one or the left one, that it's only noig by achas by every behem. Okay, so what happens now? This person wanted to be sure that he'd be over the iser. So when ochel mizek kezayis from mizek kezayis, the same animal, but he ate a kezayis from the right yerech, and he ate one from the left yerech. Since the Tanakhama holds your chayiv on kafa yorech gidei anosha, not only on one of the two, both. But any of the two or both, exactly. Yeah, so he ate both. He gets shmoyne. He only gets 40 altogether because he holds that there's only one lav of gidei anosha per animal. You don't have two gidei anoshas; you only have one gidei anosha. So you only get one.
Nishka is coming to the left or the right. Obviously.
He doesn't know which one it is, but
so,
you ate both. You were machmer. That's going to be the next Gemara's kasha. Zia shein shkoyach. So to my hechidami. So let's understand the fact pattern of it. We don't know who the Tanakhama is. Obviously, the Gemara wants to say the Tanakhama is the Sumchis, and I have a raya that Sumchis holds not only by guf and machlokim, but even by a gidanoship from one guf, from one animal. The same thing applies. Two, shnei zeis chayle behem echad chayv shtei chatoy. That's what it sounds like. So if it's mine, teichida. Elim b'ze achaz b'shtei hasra. Are you talking about that he ate one after the other and two times hasra? And that's why the Tanakhama says soifik shmoyin. And that's why, because two separate asroys, it's like al tishta by the case of the Nazir, shtei asroy. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayiv arboim, you shouldn't be chayiv anything? Because asroy soviki, because since he's doing a bezeh achazeh, first he's eating from the right one. Don't eat from the right one. You might be over. What did I hear from you?
Might.
You might be over.
Well,
maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe not. I'm willing to take my chances. Then an hour later, eats from the left one. Yeah. You might be over. Again, I'm willing to take my chance. It's Asroa Sofik. Asroa Sofik. So there's a machloikis with Asroa Sofik. Shmei Asroa, Lav Shmei Asroa. But Vishmina later, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds them Asroa Sofik. Not from here, but from another case. What's the other case? The Sanya. Hika es zeh. Bechozev hika es zeh. Kilil es zeh. Bechozev kilil es zeh. Oishi hika shneim basachas. Oishi kilil shneim basachas. Chayiv. What is this case all about? No, we're not talking about Chas V'Sholem going giving hakoah to both parents, or Chas V'Sholem being mekal both parents. We're talking about a person that had a suffix, who is his father. How can you have a shayla who's a father? So we all know that Chas V'Sholem, if you have a case of an almana, or a case of a grusha, that the woman is not supposed to remarry for how many days? For 90 days. For 3 months.
3 months.
90 days.
You have to zera.
Exactly. So we should know exactly whether it's the zera of the Rishon.
The Rishon?
Or the Shein. Unfortunately, this lady did not go to Siankiv, and she didn't go to Beis Ruchel, and she didn't go to Beis Gnendel, and she didn't know the Halucha, and the Nishka Freit, keine Nisht. And then when she went to the Ruv, the Masada condition, hat auch nicht gewiss. Or he didn't know the Halucha, or he didn't know the circumstances. Anyway, she got married after 30 days, or 60 days, not after 90 days. And she became pregnant. And Baruch Hashem, she had a child several months later. How many months later? 7 months to the day that she remarried. And she remarried 2 months after the get, or 2 months after she became an almana. So, this new baby that's born...
If it's almana, then the healing won't matter.
I'm sorry, once again?
If she's an almana...
Yeah, that's true. Barry, you really hit it. You get the prize today. Barry says we can't be talking about almana because it says over here that he hit both fathers. You can't hit the dead father. It's a shem toit. Okay. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. It certainly applies to a grusha, right? If you remember the Gabi Klolu, we learned a few days ago, it says in the pasuk, even after the Misa Sa'av, it says, oh, the Imoy Kilel, so one Mandi Yama said, we learned from that, that even after the
Misa.
Oh, so therefore, maybe that Mandi Yama holds it even after Misa, also if you hit the guy, it'll also be Oivet.
No, it can't be because you have to have a Chabura.
Why can't you make, no blood left. It was five minutes after the Misa, he hits him, his blood is still flowing. Okay, that's already, we're getting off the point. So let's talk about a Grusha, and you have a Suffolk who the father is. Okay, so what's the halacha over here? So getting back again to this brisa. Hikazeh b'chaz v'hikazeh. This fellow who did it obviously knew that there would be a shayla, whether it be chayiv misa, if he's only going to do hakor on one of them. Because after all, it might not be his right father. See, he was a machmer. He decided he's going to go and be yoitza aladeus, and he goes, hits both the first father and the second father. Hikazeh b'chaz v'hikazeh. A nice guy. Or, kilazeh b'chaz v'kilazeh. And he was mekal both of them. Or he hit them both at one time. How can you hit them both at one time, says Rashi? He has two hands. One hand he gave a with the right hand to the first, and the second hand he gave to the second one. The basach is he was mekal both of the basachas. In other words, with one word, I'm mekal both, Reuven and Shimon both fathers at one time. What's it? So the Tanakami Yachayv. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Babasachas Yachayv. Bezeh Achazeh is potter. The why is there a difference between basachas or bezeh acharzeh? Because the gabi de hasra. If you're about to go and hit both of them at one time, and you give them, and you give a hasra to that son, and say, how can you do that? You have the two fathers over there. One of them is zichri your father. I don't care. Then the body's going to be chai, because he was for sure he was makar or makalel his father. However, bezeh acharzeh, each one was hasra safi. Who says that's my father? Efshadiyam is my father. They went to the other one. Who says that's my father? Yeah? It's a chasrof savik. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, Bezeh Hazeh is part. So I see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that hasra savik lav shmei hasra. So now getting back to Elipshitu, Basach Basrachas. So now getting back to our case of the two Giranoshes. Ochum Izeh Kazayis, Umizeh Kazayis, Soifik Shmoinim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Eine Soifik Ela Arboim. The fact that we're giving him Malkis Arboim means that there was no Hasras Sufik. It wasn't Bezeh Acher Zeh Ubishtei Hasrois, because in a contributor he would hold, he would get nothing. No Sufik at all. Because each time when he's doing, eating the Giranosha, who says from the right one? Maybe from the left one. He's eating from the left one, maybe from the right one. Elamai, what it must be talking about, says he more like the more Fiatos now. It's talking about that he's eating both giran noshes at the same time in the same meal with one hasra. And vosok menafdein, we say of this Rabbi Yehuda, in Sofik el Arboim, is the chasimin, you eat shtei zeisei chayla be'elem echad, you only chayiv one. So nachmo freiti mor uman tanakam. Who's the tanakam of that rice? Ilim rabban the big lady sumchis. If you're going to say it's rabbanon, the Guf Mechlokim, in the case of our Mishnah, when you had the Guf Mechlokim, the three generations of the Ois V'Espanai, the Rabbanan said there's only one Malkis. No, Hachaloi Koshkin, the Chavada Nevada, when it says in that Braisa that he's eating two Kizaisim Bibas Achas, both from the right and from the left, he says over here, Soifik Shmoinim. He would have other hold that it's only one time Malkis, not two times Malkis. Elala Musaf Zaini goes Sumchasi. Oh, this Tanakam of this Braisa that says Shmoinim Musulzain Tzumchas. And the Tzumchas holds that not only by Gufim Muchlokin, but even in the case of Shtei Zezachel Behelem Echad, you're also Chayiv Shtei Chatois. And that's why he says you get Shmoinim. If it was the Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is not Tzumchas, Rabbi Yehuda is another man. He says, any Sofik El Arboim. Why Arboim? Because he holds Taka like the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, that you only get one time Malkus, you don't get. If you eat Shtei Zezachel Behelem Echad, sorry, fellow, you only get one Malkis. Zokti Yimara, like in the portion that the Tanakam is Sumchis, so I have a good raya to Rav Yosef that said to Abaye, the Kosova Sumchis, even Shnei Zezachel Vehel Mechad, Chayv Shtei Chatois, I have a raya from here, because here we're talking about that he ate it at the Bibas Achas, And what did we say that he gets according to Tanakh Kama? Och mizeh kezayis mizeh kezayis bebasachas soifik shmoinim is a haray that simchas and simchas holds that it even bebasachas you did one maisa chila for the two kiranoshes yirchayiv shmoinim, but the same thing applies to shnei zeis chayiv yirchayiv shtei chatois. Have any more light? Lo oyla mizeachaseh, and it's going according to the rabbanan. So now you said if it's talking about mizeachaseh going to rabbanan, how could Rabbi Yehuda in that braisa say Enes Soifik LMM? We should say Enes Soifik Klum, garnish, because it's Asra Asafik. And what did Rabbi Yehuda hold by Asra Asafik? Lav Shemu Asra, like we saw before from the case of the person hitting and cursing the two fathers. Zok the Yomara Bahitana, Savalok Idach Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Asra Asafik, Shemu Asra, is a machloikis Tanoim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, Vusat Rebbe Gehalsen by a. Where do we find another Rabbi Yehuda? Person has a carbon, and you have to eat the carbon until the morning. And what happens? It's almost morning, it's the whole night, and we're saying, Yanko, Schnell, S off the carbon. You're going to be over on the Isra Baal Tesiro of Noisen. Chatzat, look at the watch. We still got plenty of time. An hour later, hey, Yanko, I still got plenty of time. Each time it's Asra as Safik, maybe he'll be over, maybe he won't be over, because he still has time. But that's not the reason that's given in the Braisa that he does not get Malkus. The reason initially he doesn't get Malkus, this is what we spoke about briefly yesterday. As you remember, it's a lava nitik la say.
What's that litik la say in here?
Normally a person is over a lav, says, Rabbi Nishalayim, you're over the lav. We give you a malchus. But here the Eishta tells you what happens with Sirim Menu Abaykar. What happens with Sirim Menu, which they didn't pass it?
By
Eishta's rifle. So that's the remedy for the commission of this Lav Rachman Litzlan. Lav and Nitik Lasse. Remember, we spoke about this briefly yesterday. And in fact, Barry asked an Eisen Akash, I think Morris said, the Gabi Oysa Espanoi, it's also considered to be a Lav and Nitik Lasse, because you can always postpone the Shechita to the next day.
Okay.
So said Barry, that's not the same case. Here we're talking about it was over the Lav, and with the assay, you wash away, or it's like a shikul kapara for the lab. There we're talking about don't be over the lab by going and shechting the next day. Right, Barry, you asked that question yesterday?
Yes.
It was an excellent question. Anyway,
what's
getting...
It
so he said that's why there's a second shot in the Gemara, that it's not out lab and it's a class A. It was rather because it wasn't a lab that he was over an iser assay. Because in that period, when it talks about mechusser zman, it doesn't say, you're not allowed to shecht the mechusser zman. Says Shivas Yom Yitachas, Imoy. Leave it there. What happens if you didn't listen and you shechted in the first 7 days? You're over on the din of Shivas Yom. Is that a lav? It's an asay. Shivas Yom Yitachas. So that's Israel. Say that's what it's normal. That was yesterday. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why there's no Malkus over here? Because it's lav hanitik lasay. Rabbi Yaakov says, I have another reason. Rabbi Yaakov Oy Belim and Hashem who said, that's not the reason why there's no Malkus. And the Mishnah Avalei Lav Shein Ba Ma'isa. Because the case of the Noiser, he's not committing an Isser, he's just omitting. It's not a very good. So says Barry, it's not a crime of commission, he's committing an Isser, it's a crime of omission. Omission that he didn't eat the carbon within the allotted period of time. Both of those reasons are excellent reasons, but the Gemara leaves out the reason that we are most concerned with, and that's Asra Asafik. Why is it Asra Asafik? Says Rashi, because every single moment, if you look at the Rashi on the top line, Boha Kosev Litan Asik, Tam of the Boha Kosev, and it made it alav and nitikal Asik, Halav Hochi, lucky you get Malkus, Avagav Asra Asafiki, to call a Mr. Asru Bey, any minute of the night we go and tell him, eat Shnell, you better eat, you'll be over the Isra Noiser, Matsi Omar. Akati Lailu, look outside, it's Schfinster, it's still black, it's still dark. Give me a chance, I'm going to eat it in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 20 minutes. Each one of the Asra Safik. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda give that reason? Because Rabbi Yehuda, according to this Tana, holds Asra Safik, Shema Hasra. Ah, since it's Shema Hasra, getting back to that previous Braisa that we had, that we wanted to go and bring a Rai of Gabe Sumchus, what was the previous Braisa that he ate from the two kizesim of the two did hanoshes at the same time. Ochem izek kizais. It wasn't a helen. They were talking about he did it the mason because he's getting malchus. So we said, it must be talking about that it's Babasachas, because it's Bezer Acher Zer, Ubishtei Hasrois. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say, Ain a Soifik Elamem, it shouldn't be Soifik anything, because Hasrois Soifik, Lav Shmo Hasro. Muzak said that it's talking about that it's Babasachas. And even though it was Babasachas, and Hasro Achas, Uktatanekama, Soifik Shmoinim. So Lachoyr, that Tanekama is Sumchis Mishum Rab Meir, like we had in our Mishnah, and he holds it even by Shtei. Or if he did it be mazed, he's chayv two times malchus. No, that's not the reason. We're talking about that it was taka bezer achar zeh, and that's why you're chayv twice. If you're asking me then, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you get malchus arboil? Each time was asroa sofik. Maybe it's the right kid anasha, maybe it's the left kid anasha. The Rabbi Yehuda of this price. So therefore, we cannot bring a raya so far as to what Sumchus would hold with his no gufim machlokin. If you each day say zeichelav or yichai two times malchus or b'shoygik two chatois, that at the moment we have no right. So we'll leave it at this. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.